Solidarité Ethnique Régionale de la Yamaska is a non-profit organization that was established in 1992. The organization is mandated by the Ministère de l'Immigration, de la Francisation et de l'Intégration of Quebec to accompany and support new arrivals settling the regions of Oyamaska and Bro-Missisquoi. Based out of Granby, Cerie partnered up with the MRC of Bro-Missisquoi around 4 years ago to have a larger and more visible presence in the territory. Celebrating its 30th anniversary, CIDI caught up with Tanya Szymanski, Community Development Coordinator for the MRC, and Etienne Marchand, Immigration Agent for Cerie, to talk all things Cerie and the support the organization provides to new arrivals settling in the communities of Bro-Missisquoi. Good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits. Tanya and Etienne, I'm just going to start off by asking you both how this group came together and why.
In Bro-Missisquoi, we've always had immigration, but the last 2 years, we've had an influx of immigrants coming into the area. I'd say probably about 4 years ago, we had a lot of asylum seekers that came to work here. So we've noticed more and more that we needed a certain amount of support for immigration in the area. And we have a partnership with Cerie, which is the organization that accompanies immigrants in Otemasca and Bro-Missisquoi. So we have a partnership with them. Cerie's offices are in Granby, but now they have a pieta here in Bro-Missisquoi in our offices. So Etienne Marchand and Francis Comezza, two employees at the Cerie, work in Bro-Missisquoi. So just the fact that we have two people that work directly in Bro-Missisquoi makes it a lot easier to accompany and to help immigrants that are here in Bro-Missisquoi, because not everybody has transportation. We have a big MRC. Otemasca is still, even though it's not that far, it's still far. And just the fact that we're on the other side of the highway also creates a certain barrier.
And it's also a bit more dispersed than Cerie works in Granby. And in Granby is the town that receives most of the immigrants in Otemasca. But in Bro-Missisquoi, it's more spread throughout the region. So
okay, so it's good to have people that can move around
the
territory.
Yeah, that can move around. And Francis and Etienne really do move around on the territory. So we try to have an outreach philosophy so that it's not just, well, we wait for everybody to come to us. We go towards those who need help, and we adapt our services in regards to what their needs are also.
Yeah, maybe Etienne, maybe you can expand on that a little bit more. I wanted to ask, how do you help new arrivals settle in their new communities here? What sort of support and services do you provide to these individuals?
Well, most of our services, as I said, are covered with Cerie. My colleague Francis is the one that is closer to the families that come in and try to integrate the region. What we do when they arrive is we have a first meeting with the families that come in, and we try to find what are their needs. If they have needs for healthcare or families with children that needs to get in school or for whatever needs they might have. We meet them, and we then have a big team at Cerie specialized in all departments. So we send them to the people that might need that might help them with their services.
Yeah, so if they need help with paperwork or their immigration process, depending on what their status is, they can be eligible for healthcare. So to get their healthcare card, help in finding an apartment, job. Sometimes also, apartment, a lot of people are newly arrived, so they need furniture. So we can help in giving them references to where to, find secondhand furniture, or, there's different organizations also that provide different services, community organizations. So they kind of, it's like a network that kind of starts once they're here to help them out.
I was going to ask if you were collaborating with other community organizations, depending on what their needs were.
Absolutely. And I think that's part of the force is that Cerie is the main provider of support, but we also have other community organizations. So we've referred people to food banks if necessary, to other organizations that might be able to supply furniture, that might be able to help also, we have a good partnership also with the CLSC for psychosocial help also. So Because it's not always obvious when you come in here that we don't all have the same traditions, ways of doing things. So sometimes there's a bit of an adaptation, and sometimes there might be a little help needed for, you know, to accompany families and whatnot.
And also, the main goal for people that come in is for them to be autonomous and to be able to work around the society by themselves. Of course, we work with the partners that we have around in the region, and we make them aware of what are the other services that are available on the territory.
Awesome. Now, are there any challenges that your group has faced when trying to help these individuals here in the region? Because our region itself is facing many challenges. So when helping these individuals, has there been certain things that you've had trouble with?
Well, housing is definitely one large problematic, not only for people that are immigrants, but for French Canadians in general, to be able to find housing. So that's definitely a difficulty. Sometimes there could be cultural clashes too that have to be addressed. It's not all the time, but there have been cultural clashes that need to be addressed. So it's not always easy for people that have come here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would say finding daycare for children and lodging is probably two of the biggest hurdles.
Now, from both of your perspectives, why are these services important at this time? Why is Sehi important for Brome Nisisqua?
Well, I think it's important because we want to ensure a proper integration. We want people to not just come here to work, but we want people to come here to work, stay, and live. So, and if you want to have a proper integration, it's not just finding employment for someone. It's also helping them create a network, you know, be able to have access to services, be able to, you know, to have leisure time, to be able to meet new people, new friends. I mean, immigration is important for Brome Nisisqua and all of Quebec because we have a workforce shortage. So we're not going to be able to create enough babies in time. So we have to look at immigration. That's part of the solution. There are others, but immigration is part of the solution. So yes, Surrey is super important because we want to ensure that these people that come to Brome Nisisqua adopt Brome Nisisqua as their second home, or eventually become their home. And so we absolutely find that this Surrey's interventions and Surrey's mandate and mission very important for integrating people in the area.
Well, ultimately, if we are going to receive people who are going to immigrate in the region, it's always useful to have the organization with Surrey who helps them integrate properly. And as soon as they can integrate the population and the society, they'll enrich the society also with their cultural background and whatever they can bring from their past. So of course it's an enrichment for the whole society to be able to have them and to integrate them properly in the society.
They bring their expertise here.
Exactly.
To our region.
Yeah.
Their expertise, their culture. It's important to be a large melting pot of diversity.
Now, for people who may hear this interview and they're like, oh, wow, I didn't know that this group existed, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, Surrey has a website, so they can go on the website. They can also go on the MRC website, and all our numbers are there. So, and it could be a person who is an immigrant that is newly arrived here that can contact us. It can be someone who works with someone that says, oh, maybe they'll need a little bit of help or whatever. There's a lot of, there's asylum seekers that come here. There's Ukrainian families that have arrived. So that too is important. They're coming from a distressful situation. So even though people have the greatest intentions to help them once they come here, there will be hurdles to face. And sometimes, even though you volunteer and you've got the best intentions, you might not be well equipped to help with those different hurdles that might arrive. So Surrey is there with their expertise to be able to accompany these individuals also. Because, I mean, they are coming for more. They're coming, you know, it's distressing. Like it or not, there will be moments where there will be crisis. So let's, you know, try to prevent crisis or, you know, make it as less powerful as possible by having the Surrey already in touch with these different families. It's always been in the mandate, the mission of Surrey to cover Brome Nisisqua since their foundation. But unfortunately, there was a lack of funding before. So in terms of funding now, because right now we have two resources from the Surrey in Bromo-Sisqua. So funding is provided for one resource by the MRC, and the MIFI, which is the Ministry of Immigration, has supplemented its funding so that now we can have someone, an extra person. So it wasn't because the Seri didn't want to give services here. It was really a question of funding for resources to be able to give the services. So it wasn't that easy before to give services in Bromo-Sisqua. They were all said, they're pretty much centered in Granby, and people had to go to Granby, except when you don't have a vehicle,
yes.
you have atypical hours that you're working, or you're working 9 to 5. It's a lot harder to go to an appointment than if it's in the town that you live in, or where transportation is more feasible. So since we've had Etienne and Francis, and before that Chantal, in Bromo-Sisqua, we've been able to accompany quite a few families. Over 200 families have been accompanied. So, which is great.
Now, those are all the questions that I had for you both, but please feel free to mention anything that you think would be important for people to know that I may not have touched upon in my questions.
I mean, I think it's important to know that the Seri exists, that there's help here for people that are immigrants, and I hope our population continues to be open, to be helpful, to be accueillant, as we say in French, so inviting, because they are, immigrants are a valuable part of our society. They help with the workforce shortage, they with their culture, they enrich our own culture. So yes, I think we have to just continue in the line that we're going.
Great. Well, thank you both so much. I really appreciate it. Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.